As of today, Norway has banned indoor smoking in all public places. Norwegian smokers are still allowed to light up outdoors. And as summer approaches in Scandinavia, sidewalk cafes are likely to attract smokers. But Norway's cold winters make that option much less attractive, especially in the northernmost part of the country on the Arctic island of Svalbard. Even summer temperatures there rarely rise above freezing. Lars Beffinger reports for the BBC.
Before they open a pub on the North Pole, this is the northernmost place in the world to enjoy a beer and a cigarette. But now the smokers of Svalbard will have to indulge at home or brave sub-zero temperatures and possible polar bear attacks when going outside the pub for a nicotine rush. The smoking ban exists to protect people at work, and the bars up here are no exception. It is summer here, but being only some 1,000 kilometers south of the North Pole, this place remains freezing. Many Norwegians reacted with horror when their country became the first in the world to suggest a blanket ban on smoking in public places. But as the idea has sunk in and people have seen how a similar ban is working in Ireland, a majority of Norwegians now support the new law. One smoker here didn't even feel the ice-cold temperatures should deter people from stepping outside to smoke.
Well, I think it's a jolly good idea. Go outside the door and get some cold air and fresh air, and that's okay. In Norway, no, we have good clothes here, so I don't consider that as any problem.
Avid smokers on the mainland have started enjoying the long Scandinavian summer nights at outdoor restaurants, which are mushrooming to accommodate those who want to stick with their habit. Here in the high Arctic north, smokers are less fortunate. To add insult to injury, this whole island is a duty-free zone, and cigarettes cost a fraction of the heavily taxed tobacco in the rest of Norway. But come the Scandinavian winter, all of Norway's smokers will face the same dilemma: break the law, freeze your fingers off, or simply quit.
Lars Beffinger reporting for the BBC from the Arctic island of Svalbard, Norway.